Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BT and News listeners. Come on, smile like me. It may be a fake one, but we gotta do it. Yes, welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I'm missing the weekend, too, I know. It's the 22nd of August, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in probably less than 5 minutes today. I'm telling you what, the news is thin, very thin. Well, we're going to start your Monday edition off with a little sad news. That is probably about all three or maybe four of you out there that are still using Samsung's Milk Music Service. Yeah, say bye to that about September 22nd. Yes, all you Galaxy or Note smartphone owners out there, the service was only available to you guys, as you might remember. But come September 22nd, you won't have the service anymore. However, though, you will have the option to switch over to Slacker instead, which, by the way, is powered by the same service. Now, those of you not familiar with Milk Music, yeah, let's just state the fact it's a really crappy name. That was actually Samsung's version of Pandora, launching all the way back in 2014. Things haven't been real great with Milk all along. Their video service, yeah, it was actually shut down 1 year ago on September as well. So, I guess you can say goodbye to the phrase, got milk? Nope, not anymore. On with a little bit of Google Chrome news now, because that's pretty much the bulk of the news that did happen over the weekend. First one on the agenda is Google phasing out Chrome apps for Mac and Windows. I know you're saying, what? Yes, those standalone apps that were on Mac and Windows and even Linux from about 2013, yeah, they're going away. They've announced they will remove support for apps gradually over the next 2 years. So not everything's disappearing at once, but it'll be a slow, drawn-out process. It's like pulling the Band-Aid off real, real slow. You just want to get it over with. Come on, Google. Yes, just like you, I'm sitting here wondering, okay, why did they come to this decision? Google's saying it's part of an effort to simplify the Chrome browser. You might remember Google just finished removing the app launcher on the platform just this past summer. And of course, with that coming on, that means all the standard is now is web apps. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be very annoyed at this, including myself, but Google is promising Chrome will not lose much in its way of functionality when this happens. Probably also won't lose as much of RAM it freaking uses too, will it, Google? Once you start there, then move on with the apps. Staying with Google and moving on over to Chrome OS now. Those of you that are on Chrome OS, isn't it a pain in the butt to enter that long password just to get into the thing? Wouldn't it be nice to just unlock it in a few simple steps? Well, Google's coming to your rescue. Mind you, though, this is completely in beta right now, just like everything at Google. It's actually an experimental feature and currently being tested on the latest Chrome OS developer update. So how would you open the thing up now? Well, of course, with a PIN code. All you have to do is enable the flag Chrome, then you restart Chrome, then you go back to the Chrome Material Design Setting page, and then you can set up your lock screen PIN. After you reboot one more time, you're all done, then you just log in and away you go. Google's hoping this new feature, using a PIN instead, will be a lot more secure than, say, using your Android phone or even a smart lock. Does definitely indeed sound more secure. However, though, it is Google, so if you want to be really secure, don't use Google. And finally, we have had the talk of Zika for quite some time, haven't we? It's on everybody's minds in every part of the world. So much so that, of course, scientists are wanting to get to the bottom of this thing and try to develop a cure. Of course, they're going to need people as guinea pigs to do this. How would you like to be a guinea pig? Oh yeah, I can't make this stuff up. Apparently, the scientific community wants you. That is, if you're really stupid. They're needing volunteers to get infected on purpose with Zika. Now, no, this doesn't have the green light yet from government, but we know how government works. They'll probably get the green light in no time. And once they do get the green light, they can start testing in December of this year. Now, how the test is going to work? The researchers want to infect you in the wintertime. That's the season when most mosquitoes are dormant. Yeah, they freeze to death. Then after that, they do what is called a human challenge study. That's injecting the healthy folks and then tracking their progress until I don't know what happens. Death, who knows? Basically, by giving these experimental vaccines that they're developing, they can see what the threshold is for the infection and see how well it does on each an individual human. The researchers, however, though, wanted to make it very clear they will not infect pregnant women. But as long as you're a woman of childbearing age, come on down. Oh, and you can bring your sexual partner, too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, the destination, as you already know, for the great podcasts that are on the BTN Network, shows like The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Gamer Show, I mean, the list goes on and on. Get on over there, check them out, get subscribed, or you can subscribe to all the podcasts, too, on iTunes. Find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out in our BTN community at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, shall be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I don't know about you, but if you see a guy walking around today and he's got a long white coat on and a syringe in his hand, run. Just run. Not giving Zika to me, man. Oh, and thank you so much for listening.